Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Jesus for already going before us and making that way for us.
Yes,
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, welcome.
If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, press one. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome you with a warm welcome.
Amen.
With a hallelujah welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Press one right now.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it.
Yes.
Because God is good.
Yes, He is.
And He's more than worthy to be praised.
Glory, glory,
glory be to God. Welcome, everyone that's here with us here in Houston, Texas. Welcome, everyone from Texas. Welcome, every single family member and friend that's there in Louisiana, whether it's by Shreveport or Lafayette or wherever you are. Welcome here to Sunday service. Every single one that's on the East Coast, we welcome you as well here to Sunday service. Everyone that's in the New York City, everyone that's in Long Beach, everyone that's in Virginia, every single one that's in Chicago and Michigan, welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anywhere, but you find yourself right here being in the presence of the Lord.
Amen. Again, if it's your first time here at Sunday service, please press 1 at this time so we can welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All you have to do is press 1 right now.
Amen.
You are, amen. You ain't got to leave home. You ain't got to move. Just press 1.
Just press 1.
And we want to welcome you. Welcome.
Amen.
Welcome. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for one more time, Lord God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Father God. We thank you for moving right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, like never before, God. Lord, we come thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace right now. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask right now, Father God, we come surrendering all over to you right now. Oh, Lord, that you will open up the channels of our spirit to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, oh God, we come to you to worship you as you have designed, oh God, in spirit and in truth, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus Christ is indeed the Christ, hallelujah, the Savior of the world, your spirit witness to our spirit. And we thank you, Father God, for the truth that Jesus Christ is the Christ, and we believe in him, and him alone, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to your word, oh God, in John 9, hallelujah, you seek those who worship you and do your will in the name of Jesus Christ. For out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, oh God, you're creating us a clean heart right now, a broken and contrite heart, a white heart, oh God, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in the strife of anger,
yes,
oh God, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. With men, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you,
hallelujah,
oh God, just to be doing something or to be spectators, oh God, but we come for you out of the love, holy. It's the love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, touch and heal on this call today, oh God, on this line in the name of Jesus Christ. Those that are coming to either heal and take care
of
those that are needing to be delivered, set free, demonic attack on their lives, oh God, let it be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, according to your word, what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a dear vessel, the water, but far thanks to thee, oh God. We thank, oh God, our soul thanks to you, oh God, for the living God, amen. Our soul gives overwhelming desire, hallelujah. In times of the course of the Lord, our God, our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let this be our voice cry out today, oh God. Let the fire of God in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hold us with thy sweet spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be exposed right now. Take it out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord,
yes, in the name of Jesus Christ,
let the Lord evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you all the days of our life. Oh, God, circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all day long, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh,
yes, in the name of Jesus.
Worship, where we rejoice only in you. You are the joy of our heart and the lifter of our head, oh, God. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship, oh, God, in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That our hands be
in the name of Jesus.
As we go throughout this day, oh God, make our life a holy, be a living sacrifice, oh God, a sweet savor aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise unto you in the everyday things of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we
yes,
bless you in Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
Holy name of Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, Lord, we praise and we worship you. We come to you in love and in all the admiration through the precious blood of your dear Son, your beloved Son, Holy Spirit. We ask you to pray to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now,
yes,
over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that you have true praise and worship come from the inner man, oh God, and that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit operating on the line today, every spirit of every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, of disbelief, every spirit of weariness here, every fighting spirit, rebellious spirit right now. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of anxiety. We command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating on the call today, inside of us, let it be removed right now. And we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask that you shine your holy light upon us right now, God. Cleansing out all darkness right now, every hidden agenda right now. We command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cease every infirmity, affliction, and inflammation. We command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now that we are healed, delivered, and trusting on the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you for the God by inheritance on today. My Lord, my God, we pray by the God in the name of
Jesus Christ.
My Lord, it's your hand of protection be among your children right now. Let there be no penetration or preparation to these hedges of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you for the God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We can't thank you enough for this year. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. Lord, give us you everything else can wait, oh God. We come passing out our cares and fears and burdens down right now. And we pick up the peace that you give, oh God. The peace that surpasses our understanding. In the name of Jesus
Christ.
And we declare the blood of Jesus Christ in his name. We operate in peace. Oh, we are peacemakers. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All those vessels that are going and coming on today, oh God. Lord God calls us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit and be extremely sensitive, hallelujah, to the leader of the Holy Spirit to come as the sons and daughters of God so that we can realize it right now. Oh, Lord, protect us on our right and our left, oh God. Be on our right with God and go before us. That we possess the gates of the enemy right now and take that what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel, oh God, all the days of our life. That our desire and will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives. Word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be an honor and a praise unto you all
in the
days of our life.
Christ,
that our lips will not be hindered, but shall fall like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. And my Lord, my God, the word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time and the love of those who will receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come redeeming the
time in the name of Jesus Christ.
You have called us to be victorious, and we declare the fact that we are victorious right now in every area of our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ,
we answer
your call, oh God. Help us to have the kind dominion as you call. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, for we are your own sons.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
we thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
For God be the glory. Amen. My Lord, my God, we
bless
your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ
for
all that we prayed for and about today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, heal, deliver, and set free. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is blessed. And that we're all going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with self and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, move right now, Father God. Only way that you can move, almighty God. Touch, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your holy name, Father God, for your word and your word, Lord. Hey, come on now. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
All, we thank God for you today, all that are coming in, and people are still coming in. We thank God for you right now. Hallelujah. Just enter in right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Just thanking God for what he's already done right now. Hallelujah. For the miracle working power that's in you right now that woke you up. Hallelujah. Clothe you in your right mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you give
Amen.
God praise right now? Can you just shout glory? Hallelujah to your name,
glory.
God. Right now,
glory,
because God
glory.
Struck you all day yesterday, all through the night. Amen.
Yes.
Even right now, God. God is keeping
Amen.
You, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father
yes.
God. Have your way, Lord.
You.
Have your way.
Thank
amen,
you,
amen, and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading, and I'll be delivering that scripture and teaching today, amen. We'll be coming out the book of James, you all, chapter four, verses 1-10. That's the book of James, chapter 4, verse 1-10. Amen. God bless everyone, Pastor, and all the ministers on the roster. Amen. Everyone is in attendance today, every guest. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. We're so happy to have you here in Sunday service. Again, for our, everyone that's your first time here, we are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So,
the book of James, you all, the Bible says in chapter 4, verse 1-10, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and convey and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. Verse 3 says, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Verse 4 says, adulterers and adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Verse 5 says, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy? Verse 6 says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. Verse 7 says, therefore,
Amen.
Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Verse 9 says, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Verse 10 says, humble yourselves and the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearers of this word this morning. What is the Bible saying here, Pastor? The Bible says that conflicts and disputes, you all, wars and fights among believers are always harmful. See, James explains here that these quarrels result from the evil desires that are battling within us. Amen. So we want more possessions, more money, higher standards, more recognition. When we want badly enough to fulfill these desires, we fight in order to do so. You heard them saying, how bad do you want it? See, that's what happens because we want these things so badly, we'll do anything. We'll submit ourselves to any kind of way of the world. See, instead of aggressively grabbing what we want, we should submit ourselves to God and ask God to help us get rid of our selfish desires and trust him to give us what we really need. Amen? See, James mentions here that most common problems in prayer, not asking and asking for the wrong things, asking for the wrong reasons. See, do you talk to God all at all? That is the question. And when you do, what do you talk about when you talk to God? Do you ask only to satisfy your desires? That is the question. Do you seek God approval for what you already plan to do? That is the question. And you have to ask yourself. Your prayers will become powerful when you allow God to change your desires so that they perfectly correspond to his will for your life. Amen. When you say, Father God, let thy will be done, are you really ready to let God's will be done in your life? Amen. But when you're speaking and you're truly it, amen. You are sure to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. When we look at the scripture here in 3 and 4, there is nothing wrong, you all, with wanting a pleasurable life, but God gives us good gifts that he wants us to enjoy. Amen. But having friendship with the world involves seeking pleasure at others' expense or at the expense of obeying God. Amen. Pleasure that keeps us from pleasing God is sinful. pleasure from God's rich bounty is good. Amen. See, the cure for evil desires is humility. God makes us self-centered and leads us to the conclusion, to the conclusion that we deserve all we can see, touch, or imagine. It creates greedy appetite for more than what we need. You are. We can be relieved from our self-centered desires by humbling ourselves before God. Amen. Realize that all we really need is His approval. So when the Holy Spirit fills us, we see that this world's seductive attractions are only cheap substitutes for what God has to offer. Amen. See, understand in verse 5, this word makes me that because of our fake nature, amen, our fallen nature, so our fallen nature, we have a tendency toward envy. See, James is not quoting a specific verse or passage. He is summing up a teaching of Scripture. Amen. But we all got to be focused on what is God truly calling us to do here? What are we supposed to really be doing? What do we really, really need? Amen. What we truly need is a relationship with God and to walk in it and to live in it. Amen. My God, my
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. I understand this, you all.
Hallelujah.
Although God and the devil are at war, we don't have to wait until the end to see who will win. We already know, hallelujah, that Christ is victorious and we are victorious through Christ. God has already defeated Satan. Amen. And when Christ returns, the devil and all he stands for will be eliminated forever. Amen. Satan is here now. However, he is trying to win us over to his evil cause. With the Holy Spirit's power, you all, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. My God, my God. And here, how can we draw near to God? That is a question when we look at the scripture here. See, James gives us five ways, amen, to submit to God is one, yield to his authority and will, commit your life to him and his control and be willing to follow him. Resist the devil. Don't allow Satan to entice and tempt you. Cleanse your hands. You are purify your heart. This is it leads to a pure life. Be cleansed from sin, replacing your desires to the sin with your desire to experience God's purity. See, laminate and mourn and weep and sincere sorrow for your sins, y'all. Don't be afraid to express deep heartfelt sorrow for what you have done. See, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. You all in our wrap up here in verse 10. But the Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. See, humbling yourself means recognizing that our worth comes from God alone. To be humble, you are to be humble involves working with his power according to his guidance, not with our own independent effort. Although we do not deserve God's favor, he reaches out to us in love and gives us worth and dignity despite our human shortcomings. Amen. May God again add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of the word of God. You all be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Again, the scripture was from James chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. God bless, God bless, God bless. Amen. At this time, you all, we have a special Happy Valentine's Day. We forgot to say the Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. To all, we love you. We thank God for you. We have a special treat for everyone. We have our very own evangelist, Kimberly Wefford, here with us today. And I believe we have a lady, Felicia Ledette. You all, she has a new song released. She's a gospel recording artist, a.k.a. Kay Moore. Let me open up your line right now. Let me get to you. The church is packed. So let me get to you. Welcome, evangelist Kimberly Wefford. Welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Hello.
God bless you. I don't know the last four digits of Sister Lady Felicia. Is she with us today?
I'm not sure. Let me see. I'm not sure. She was supposed
to
call us from her line.
What's the last four digits of her phone number? Yeah. What's the last four digits of her phone number?
9618.
What is it?
9618.
Okay. Well, she's with us here. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, sis.
Welcome.
Yes, how y'all doing today?
We're doing so good. We thank God for you. Want to tell us a little bit about your single? I mean, not your single, but your new song released today. We'll be playing that song. You give everyone here today a little bit of information about it, and we'll go ahead and play it.
Okay, well, it's a single. You were right. It's called Real Love. And Yeah, and what I wanted to point out through this song is that, you know, a lot of times we go searching for love, and I like to say looking for love in all the wrong places, and then we end up getting the counterfeit. we end up getting a counterfeit. And so the only time I really experienced real love is when I gave my heart to God and rededicated my life to Him, the creator of it. And when I got that love, He taught me how to love myself. He taught me how to love others. And it just showed me that once you allow Him in, like first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all the other things will be added unto you. So this song is just letting people know love originates from God. And with outside of God, there is no true love. So, I mean, you can have these temporary rushes, these feelings of lust, all these different things, but they aren't love unless it originated from God. So my sister, Lady Ledette, Felicia Ledette, anointed woman of God, singer, minister herself. Her husband's a pastor, they're overseers. And she came right on in and did what God gave her, and we just went in there and gave it up to the Lord. We told him we're going to go in there and give you glory, God, through this song. So we pray that it blesses every listener. And I don't, Lady Ledette, you have something you can say?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you very well.
Oh, cool. Hey. Well, happy Sunday, amazing people. It was just a blessing to be a part of Evangelist K. Moore project. Just like she said, it's about, you know, real love. Like we was all, everybody looking for love in all the wrong places. And then the blessed part about it is when she told me to make up my own words. So I asked the Holy Spirit, okay, God, give me the words to bless this song, since she gave me the opportunity.
Lord.
To make up those words myself. And the Holy Spirit came to me and just gave me the words, and it just blended right in what the word is talking about, what the song is talking about. And the song is definitely powerful and amazing. So I just like to thank God for that. And she, Evangelist Kimberly, just such an awesome woman of God, you know, down to earth. And when me and her met, you know, both our spirits just connected, you know.
Amen.
So that was a blessing. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Y'all get ready now. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a little treat from Kay Moore and Lady Felicia Ledette. You all get ready. Real love. Here we go.
Peace, joy. love will be restored. Love is from God, 1 John 4:7. Love one another to make it to heaven. Jesus commanded and we must obey. Real love is action, not what we say. Real love, yeah.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for, and Lady Ladette, thank y'all for blessing us. Y'all have really blessed our heart. Every single listener that's listening,
yes.
Y'all have blessed us with song, a new song that we sing unto the Lord. So we thank God for you. Oh, my God. My God, what a wonderful song. Real love. It feels good. God bless you.
Yes, amen, amen. God bless you all. He says all. K. Moore, you all, and Lady Ladette, real love. That was awesome. I hope you all enjoyed that treat today. That was wonderful. What a beautiful day to celebrate this new hit, Real Love. I know it's going to go. As a matter of fact, it's being heard all over the world right now here in Sunday service. So we are nationally known. Amen. So I'm going to have Evangelist K. Moore just to come back on for a little bit and tell us how we can purchase our single. Amen. And then we'll have our very own Brother Joel Washington, and we're blessed us today from New York, so we're excited. God is doing a new thing. Amen.
Yeah.
Evangelist Kimberly Welford, aka K. Moore, please tell us how we can purchase that single.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you're in Houston area, I have hard copies available. You can contact me via Kim Messenger of Rap on Facebook. You can inbox or just leave a message there. And if you you can also email me at kmorraps@yahoo.com, kmorraps@yahoo.com. And I can get the information to you how to receive it. And they'll be available for download on Amazon, on iTunes, everywhere in the next couple of weeks. So right now it's only available on Heart.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you in all your endeavors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, let all that you put your hand do for God prosper. Amen. You and Lady Ladette, we thank God for you all for your time. Stay with us here on Sunday service. We thank God. Real love. You all. Real love. I'm going to be singing that all day. Feels good. We thank God for real love. Amen. God bless at this time. We're going to have our song selection for our very own hallelujah minister of music ministry. Amen. I told him he's going to rock our music ministry. I just adopted him in. Amen. Amen. God bless. We have Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm just so glad to be with y'all again. It's a pleasure to do things for God. You know, I just love doing this. You know, I'm going to do this song. I did it before, but I'm going to do it the way we used to do it when we was coming up. It's called Precious Lord. But before I do that, I want everybody Reverend Manning and your wife to keep my great niece in prayer. Her name is Quincy Carter. She's in Seattle, Washington. She's going through some pretty rough time now. She needs all the prayers that she can get. This for the whole family, all over. Y'all keep praying for her, and we're gonna keep her in prayer. Now this is a song
it's an old song,
but I'm gonna do it in my version.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am one. Oh Lord, through that storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, he linger near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry, Lord, and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When darkness appear and the night draw near and the day is past and gone, at the river here I stand. God my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead. How many know that today? And lead, Father, why don't you lead your child on home? God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
Jesus.
Oh, we thank you so much.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you so much. Uncle Joel. This is my uncle, y'all. Uncle Joel Washington. He's calling us from New York, and have blessed us with song. We thank you so much. May God pour into you all that left your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for letting the Holy Spirit use you in such a mighty way.
Okay, thank you.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Lead me all, precious Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. We thank God, Almighty God. Father, we've been blessed this Sunday, haven't we? Amen. We've been blessed this Valentine's Day. There's so much love being shown here. You all receive the love of God right now. God is so good. We'll be right back to my very own Pastor Doris. Amen. And stay with us, you all. Don't go nowhere. If you got to do anything, just invite somebody on right now. Got a few more minutes. Coming. Get on and get the word today. To see the love of God, amen. Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
I'm going with you.
amen. We thank God Almighty for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do even right now, hallelujah, as we come together here in Sunday service from all over the world. We thank God one more time, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our message, the word from God, from our very own pastor, Dorsey Manning. You all prepare your hearts and mind, grab your pen and paper, because he's going to teach it, and he's going to preach that word. At this time, I introduce to you all my handsome, loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, Pastor. Go ahead. Okay, for some reason we're not hearing you, Pastor. We're not hearing you, Pastor. Pastor Manning.
Amen. How about the feed now? How about it now?
All right, go ahead.
Amen. God bless everyone. And we thank each and every one of you for being here with us this morning, wherever you are, this afternoon. Thank you for being here in Sunday service with us. You could have been anywhere, but here you are right here with us on this wonderful day, you know, this beautiful day that God has made. And I pray that the Holy Spirit, it touches your heart. It touches your heart in such a mighty way that you can see God. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that's in attendance today, Father God, in your presence. We thank you, Father God, for your presence, and we thank you for your power. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being every single word that you have placed in our mind. We thank you for being every single feeling, every single emotion that you have placed in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every single word that proceeds out of our mouth, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have already given us the word. So be our eyes and be our thoughts and be everything that proceeds out of us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits. We bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and we loose you from this place, for you are not welcome here. For this is our prayer, petition, in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory, and we all say amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me to the book of John. To the book of John, I want to show you what God has shown me already, and I'm going to show it to you because God showed me. And today I will be teaching a little bit out of the King James Version, and I'll be teaching from the NLT, the New Living Translation, as well. And today the topic is, show me who to love and show me how to love them. Show me who to love and show me how to love them. If you have your Bible, go with me over here to the book of 1 John. So we have to understand, you know, who love is. See, just as a coin has two sides, you know, both are valid, so is Jesus Christ. You know, he have two natures, you know, and both are valid as well. You know, Luke presents Jesus Christ, you know, in his humanity, you know, as the Son of Man. But here it is, you know, John, you know, he portrays Jesus, you know, in his deity, you know, as the Son of God. You know, John, his purpose is clearly, is crystal clear to us to set forth Christ, you know, in his deity in order to speak to believers, you know, in their faith, you know, and for us, the readers. John chapter 1 and verse 1, I'll read this from the New King James. I'll read this from the King James Version. John chapter 1 and verse 1. It reads here, in the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. 2 says, and the same was the beginning with God. 3, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And 4 says, in him was life, and life was made light of man. And 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. See, we have to understand when we ask ourselves the question, you know, who to love, or when we ask God the question, you know, show me who to love. So we have to first understand who love is. We got to come out of that place of trying to figure it out of what love is, and then understand of who love is. Minister Evangelist Kim had already tilled the ground up, and she showed us a little bit, so I'm going to show you this, that love is a who. So if you're looking for who to love, see, you first have to understand that where love comes from. See, love was already there in the beginning, and love is Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, who was with God. So when we understand of who love is, and now we understand who to love, and when you understand who to love, now you can understand, you know, how to live your life. I'm going to show you who to love, and I'm going to show you how to love them. See, anyone who is looking for love, you should first recognize that who he is. See, love is God, and who he has already, we need to know that God has already came to live with us, according to scripture here. What he says that he was in the beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and he was with God, and he created, you know, all men. So God created each and every one of us, and not only God created each and every one of us, he had already sent himself. We talking about the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, which is love, that made himself. You know, he became flesh and he became man, but see, this is still God that's in the form of a man that came here to the world to live with us. See, I'm just trying to show you this, you know, who to love when you have your eyes looking in a place. I think evangelists say, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. How true is that?
Mm-hmm.
We've been in that place where we're looking for love in all the wrong places. See, we the people, all mankind, have been given that chance to be in love. And also we have been given that chance for love to be in us. See, knowing God is the most important thing that we can do as a man, the most important thing that we can do as a woman is to know God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this means something. See, when you know God, what that means is that you have already made a decision to be born again. Hallelujah. See, it steps to this right here. See, when you ask God, you know, to show me my wife, or show me my husband, or show me who to love, see, it steps to come through this thing first. See, first, according to scripture right here, see, first, you have to understand that there is something for you to do. See, you're asking God for somebody, asking God for love, and God have already given his love. He have already given us himself. He has already put us in the world, and he's in people. So that's what we should be looking for, you know, the same thing, but it's something for you to do. So you have to first be born again. See, being born again is first, I'm going to show you this over here in the New Living Translation. I'll read this right here. Same chapter, John 14:1. John chapter 1 and verses 14. It says, so the Word became human and made home among us. He was full and unfailing love and his faithfulness, and we have seen his glory and the glory of the Father and the Son are the only one. See, we need the first record. Let me back up a little bit over here. Amen. Let me back up a little bit right here to John 1:10. It says, he came into this very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. See, right there, it's saying right there, see, the world didn't recognize him. See, when we ask God to show me who to love, see, love is already here in the world, but do you have the eyes that can be able to see love? Can you recognize love when you see him? This is what the Bible is telling us over here. It said the world did not recognize him. And in 11 says that he came to his people, and even they rejected him. Hallelujah. How many times have we been in that place to where we were looking for love and love came to us, but we rejected love? Is it because that we have not first been born again. See, when you be born again, what you are saying is that, Father God, I'm inviting you to live on the inside of me. I'm inviting you inside of me. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that you have already been there from the beginning. I confess, Father God, that here it is. I'm living in this world. I'm living in darkness, but this ain't the way that I want to live no more. I invite you in, Jesus Christ, come into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. See, when you do that, you're confessing that what God did, you're confessing that he is your Lord and Savior, and you're inviting him to live on the inside, and you're putting off of the old man, or you're putting off on the old woman, and you're entering into the light, and you're coming out of darkness. Scripture says, you know, that the darkness could not comprehend them, so the darkness cannot comprehend the light. The darkness cannot comprehend love. See, people that are in this world, see, we find ourselves being in a very dark place, and we also find ourselves being in the presence of those that are in darkness. And see, when you find yourself in that place, you just may find yourself in a place where you're loving darkness. You just may find yourself loving someone that is living in darkness. And here it is, we have formed a relationship with someone that's not even in God, and God ain't even in them. Hallelujah. See, you first have to be born again. Because when you be born again, see, the light enters on the inside of you. Let me say that again. See, when you be born again, that means that love enters on the inside of you. Because when love enters on the inside of you, you can recognize love when you see it. Because you have already experienced love that's on the inside. And when you recognize love that's on the inside, so now that you're walking around here on the outside, you're looking to the left and you're looking to the right, it will not be no mistake that you see somebody that's in the light. Amen. There will not be no mistake that when you see somebody, you can know that they are in Christ. The reason why that you will know that they are in Christ, because Christ is in you. Now the Christ is in you, and then the Christ is in me. See, we'll find ourselves being in that place where we would not want to be out of the presence of each other. You would not want to be out of the presence of each other because you know who presence you will be in. You see, we are talking about, let's move on here. We're talking about being in Christ. We talk about being in love. When we ask God to show me who to love, God definitely will show you who to love. Those that are in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is love. And according to Scripture, the Word of God is love. Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on here. So we have to understand that when you're baptized, when you have confessed that Jesus Christ is your Lord, see what you're expecting right now, you're expecting to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you expect to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the first thing that's going to happen when you be filled with the Holy Spirit, you will experience love, because that's what the Holy Spirit have came to do, is came to love you. Came to love you right there where you are. Came to love you in every single situation. Came to love you in every single place that you find yourself in your heart. See, love got to enter in into your heart first. Amen. Jesus Christ, this is the way. Lord. See, this is your first love. This is who you need to be in love with first before you go out there looking for somebody. Be in love with Jesus Christ. This is the will of God for each and every one of our life to receive Jesus Christ. Let me show you this over here in Scripture. I'm going to show you over here in John chapter 3 and verses 16. John chapter 3 and verses 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe on him, in him, shall not perish, but to have everlasting life. Understand that God gave himself. He gave himself to the whole world, not for just some. He gave love for every single one to receive him. He gave love for every single one to receive him and for you to live in the this eternal life, to live in this lifetime where you're at right now in love, and also to live in the the lifetime to come is an eternal life in love. This is the will of God for your life. For God so loved the world that he gave. So now, let me ask everybody the question. Since we say that we are in Christ, I'm talking to the ones that have already received love, the ones that confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, the ones that have the word of God. See, I'm talking to you. See, every single one that is in Christ, I need to ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, do you have the right relationship with God? Are you in love with God? Because if you have the word of God and you confess that you are a follower of God, then you already know who to love. And that means that love is in you. And that means that you are giving.
Amen.
You're doing just what God did.
Amen.
You're giving love.
Amen.
Now, you can't fool me. Neither you can't fool nobody. Because, see, the Bible already tells us right now that God loved the world that he gave. So he's showing us what to do. He's showing us who to love first and who to look for. You look for Jesus Christ that's on the inside of me and look for Jesus Christ on the inside of you. And to do something, that's just not just enough just to stop right there, but it's for you to have that relationship with love. But see, first you got to have that relationship with God. When you have that relationship with God, then now you're in a loving relationship. This is the will of God for your life. It's for you to have a loving relationship with God. And you have that loving relationship as being in Christ Jesus. And you be in that place where you're giving. This is the will for your life. See, relationship with God is intended for us to be in that place of servanthood. Somebody say servanthood. See, this is what God came to do. Jesus Christ, who is God, have already been sent in his world for you to be with. He's been sent in this world for you to live with. He's been sent in this world and came in this world to serve. He came in this world to be in a place where he's going to stay in that place of giving, stay in that place of servanthood. Now, those that are in Christ, I want to ask you this question. Are you serving God? Or better yet, are you serving one another? So you say you love somebody. You say that you're in love. Well, that means that you should be in that place of what you're giving to them. You be in that place where you're serving. See, Jesus Christ was never in that place where he was looking for anybody to serve him. He was always in that place. He was looking for who it is that he can serve. Come on, I'm going to show you who to love, and I'm going to show you how to love them. See, I'm going to show you how to love them through the eyes of Christ Jesus. See, when you have the right relationship, you're in that place where you're giving. Those who are in the Word, so you're in love and God, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You're in love with God and God is in you. And then you have that authority, just as authority that Jesus Christ have. See, he came here to serve and so shall you be in that place of serving. But what do we mess up at? I'm going to show you what we mess up at. See, we follow that old dark heart that we used to be in. We follow that old darkness, you know, that's on the inside of us. We follow that old worldly way that tells us that we got to try to get somebody to serve us. See, those ones that try to get somebody to serve them, see, what you're doing is you're saying that you're looking not to give. You're looking for somebody to give to you all the time. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong for you to be looking for somebody to give you something, but if you're always in that place of looking for somebody to serve you, you are into that place of darkness. You're into that place of selfishness. You're into that place of pride. You're into that place of superiority, which is not the will of God for your life to be superior over nobody, for nobody to serve you. It's the will of God for you to serve. Hallelujah. See, if you want to know who to love, see, love God. And this is how you love God, when you love his people. We thank you,
Lord.
Father God.
Thank you,
Lord. Go over here to Mark. Go over here to Mark chapter 10, verses 43. I want to show you what was going on here, you know, with the disciples. They came to Jesus, and they was having they wanted to have a conversation with him. They asked him the question, Mark chapter 10 and verses 43. The disciples, they came to Jesus, and they were asking him to grant them one to sit on the right hand, and one to sit on the left hand of him in his glory. Let me read right here. Let's back up. Back up to 35. It says, then James and John, you know, the son of Zebedee, they came to him to say, teacher. It says, what we want you to do, we want you to listen to us. See, we have something to ask you. And 36 said, he said unto them, what do you want from me? 37, it says, and they said unto him, grant us that we may sit on the right hand and the other sit on the left hand in your glory. 38 says, but Jesus said unto them, you don't know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup? Are you able to drink of the cup and be baptized of the baptism that I am baptized with? 39, and they said unto him, we are able. And Jesus said unto them, you will indeed drink the cup I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized, you will be baptized. And 40 says, but to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it shall be prepared. Now see, when Jesus said this here to them, now the other 10 disciples in the Bible tells us that the other 10 disciples, they heard this here, and now that Jesus came to them because they were conversing amongst one another who was going to be in this position and who was going to be in that position. But see, Jesus had to straighten it all out for them. He straightened it all out for them. He told them right here in 43, he says, yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. 44 says, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slaves to all. So Jesus is showing us right now that see, every single one that is looking to be great, see, it's for you to serve. It's for you to give yourself. See, he gave himself. See, God gave Jesus Christ as being sacrificed for each and every one of us. Now, what are you sacrificing Amen. For others? See, this was the way, this was the relationship that God was trying to show each and every one of the disciples how to live and what to do while you're here in this world. See, you're here in this world to have a relationship, and you have this relationship to serve. But you're not here in this world to have a relationship and always looking for somebody to serve you. See, come out of that place. Come out of that place of looking at yourself as being so high, looking at yourself as being so mighty. When was the last time that you gave time, any time to God's people? When was the last time that you, I'm talking about you Christians, when was the last time, you know, the Christian believer, when was the last time that you gave anything to man? When was the last time that you visited the elderly? When was the last time that you gave to the needy? When was the last time that you gave anything? Instead of being in that place of giving, instead of being in that place, you have found yourself being conformed to this world and looking for somebody to give to you. But God have already gave everything already to you. He gave you more than enough.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But see, that old dark heart, an old dark mind yes. that you have, you don't think it's worth for you to spend a little time to go give just like God gave. You're looking for somebody to give to you. See, God have gave yes. us all power and authority to be in love.
Thank you, Lord.
He has given us all yes, power God. And authority to walk in love. But you can't be powerful if you're not walking in your authority. So you can't be in a place where you're looking to get from man all the time. You can't be in that place of authority. You're in that place, you know, of submission because you're waiting on somebody to give to you. When God tells you to love one another, he tells you to feed the needy. And God tells you to feed the hungry. He tells you to give to the needy. That's what he tells you to do. But you're not in that place where you're doing that. You're in that place where yourself. We find ourselves in that place where we're looking for government to supply all our needs. When God gave you hands so you can go out there and work. See, we're looking for somebody to give us a place to stay We're looking for somebody to pay all the bills for us as well, but you ain't able to go to work and you won't go to work because you're waiting on the handouts. Hallelujah. So you're waiting on somebody to serve you. And that's not the will of God for your life. Now, somebody that's not able, see, this is what God has sent you, for you to work and for him to give unto you. And when he give unto you, it's for you to give unto others. This is where you find yourself operating in love. This is where you find yourself Christian man and Christian woman and being just like Jesus Christ. This is where you find yourself representing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Mark chapter 10, it shows us over here. It shows us over here who to love. You love God by first, I tell you. You love God by first, you know, receiving Christ Jesus into your life. But it just don't stop right there. When you have received Jesus Christ into your life, you find yourself being in that place of a servanthood, serving one another, loving one another, always finding the opportunity to love. See, I shouldn't beat you loving. You should beat me loving. Apostle Paul tells us over here in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, love is patient. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
Love endures all things. He said that it bears
yes,
all
God.
Things. So we have to see,
yes.
can you line up with that place? Have you find yourself in that place where you became impatient? Have you find yourself in that place where you wasn't kind? Have you find yourself where you're in that place where you're being resentful? Where you find yourself and you're boasting at somebody in their wrongdoings? You're looking at yourself, look at what you're doing, and I ain't doing that. Have you find yourself in there? See, he's telling you who love is or what love is and what love has to be in you to be able to do all these things. Anything else that you're operating, you're not operating in love. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the life of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for what he has already done. See, Jesus Christ, who was looked at as man, see, Jesus Christ was not just man. Jesus Christ was God, who was put in the form of a man, and that came in this world to show us how to love. See, he came in this world, and he gave himself as a sacrifice that every single body that believeth on him, that we shall not perish, but we shall have everlasting life. But see, he ain't just staying right there for just us to have an everlasting life, not doing nothing. For us to have an everlasting life and a relationship with him. That means changing our hearts with the word of God. It's about changing our mind with the word of God. Being in that place to giving to one another every single day. Finding all opportunities that we can to be able to serve God, because God has given us the ability and given us the authority to serve man. See, somebody needs you to come out there right now and be able to give them a word, be able to give them your hand, to be able to give them some help, give them some food, and give them some money. It might be the person that's right there next to you. See, we're trying to find a reason for somebody to give something to us when God has already given us all things for us to be able to give to one another. See, find ourselves having the right relationship with God. See, I'm going to show you who to love, and I'm going to show you how to do it. See, that's how you do it. And see, when you're in that place, or you're doing what God did, see, now you're in that place where you can trust. You can trust God. Well, God, you did it first, and because you did it first, I'm going to do it also. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, he said how he was hung there, you know, on that cross, and how it is they gave him the vinegar, and how they gave him the vinegar. See, they had already had them beaten him. They already had them whipped him. They already had them put him in the place to where he was going to be sacrificed for each and every one of us. See, Jesus Christ, he forgave us first. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus Christ, he hung his head, and he said that it is finished. And when he said that it was finished, see, he hung his head, and he gave up the ghost. See, right then, in that moment right there, every single Christian man, every single Christian woman, so you have to realize that the prophecy was fulfilled. That means love was fulfilled in this world. And because love has been fulfilled in this world, every single body that say they believe in Christ, see, love is fulfilled in you. So do what God told you to do. Do it just like he did it. See, he have already sacrificed himself. See, this is an illustration for you to be a living sacrifice and sacrificing yourself for one another. See, that person that finds themselves in that place where they sacrifice themselves for one another, God is pouring into you more and more and more, more than that you can handle, and it'll be such more that you can give to somebody else. But if you're in that place where you're looking for somebody to give to you, so now you're in that place where you just looking, you don't have nothing to give nobody. So we got to come out of that mindset. We got to come out of these mentalities. We got to come out of these old dark hearts. See, the wrong mentality will produce wrong living. And see, if you have wrong living, that's the same thing that you're going to teach to your son. You're going to teach it to your daughter to get somebody to give something to you, but you ain't teaching them to love one another by you being that place of serving, being that place of servanthood. This is the will of God for your life. See, I'm trying to show you who to love, and I'm going to show you how to love them. Do it just like Jesus did. When he said that it was finished, it's the same thing that we're standing right there in that place on what Jesus Christ have already done, the finished works of Jesus Christ. So be right there in that place. When you're looking for love, don't be looking for love in all the wrong places. See, love is right here, is in God. See, the scripture tells us that the word of God was with God and it was God. So be right there in love. Be right there in the word. Ask the Holy Spirit to come on the inside of you by first being baptized by water and confessing that Jesus Christ is your Lord. And then you'll be in that place of love. And then you're moving all out for a long life, according to scripture over here in John 3:16, that you will have eternal life and you will not perish because you're in that place of love doing what God told you to do. And stay right there and rest on the finished works of Jesus Christ until he come back to receive you into himself. God bless you. And may God keep you.
Yes, Lord.
See, I'm showing you who to love, and I'm going to show you how to do so through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Again.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. The doors
thank
are open at this time. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
there might be one. There might be one that's looking to have that right relationship. You realize that today, you know what, I feel lost. I feel lonely. I ain't got nobody to love. But see, God is right there. Let that be you today. Let that be you today.
Amen.
Give your life over to Christ. Just press one.
Yes, God.
We'll pray with
yes,
you.
God.
We'll help you to pray this simple prayer, a simple prayer of salvation, asking God to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior.
Yes, God.
Just press one. Love is waiting on you. Love has already been there. Love is waiting on you.
God.
Your heart is a desire to receive love who God has given to you already, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
There might be one.
Yes, God.
Amen. There might be one that have already received love into their heart, but here it is, some way, somehow, darkness. Have comprehended that love, and they don't feel like that they're in love. They feel like that they're back where they was. Well, let us pray with you. Let us pray for you.
Lord.
Let us help you to get your eyes back on Jesus Christ, to help you get back into that word. We'll help you to shine like lights, and you will shine through all darkness. Darkness is in your life, and darkness is all around you. Just press one, and we'll pray. We'll pray with you.
Yes, God.
And we'll pray for you.
Yes, God.
Amen. There might be one that's looking for a church home. You don't have a church. See, you have already been in that place. You've been to this place and been to that place, but you're not eating. You don't feel the love. So you can't find yourself just staying in that place because you're not getting fed. You're just not receiving. Me and Pastor Tawanika, man, we would love to be your pastors. We're going to love you right there where you are. See, God have not put us in a place to where we're going to condemn anybody for anything that they have done. We're not going to shame anybody for anything that they are doing. So we're just going to love you. We're going to give to you. We're going to give love to you, and we ain't going to stop giving it to you until you get it, until you learn how to give it to one another as well. Let us be your pastors. We welcome you in to this ministry. God's house, not our house, but God's house. Just press one.
Lord.
There might be one today, while you still have time. God bless you, and may God keep you. Father God, we thank you for every single one, Father God, that came forward to the throne of grace. Whether, Father God, they had the courage to do it or not. But, Father God, we thank you for them anyway, for coming to you. We thank you, Father God, it is your will that every need be met. We thank you, Father God, that every concern of ours is a concern of yours, no matter how big, no matter how small. You have already given us love. You have already given us your word, Father God. You have given us your promise. You have given us Christ Jesus. And because you have given us Christ Jesus, we look to him, Father God, because he is our source. He is our way maker. He is our everything. And we thank you, Father God, that we can place all our cares in him. For we say victory. Victory, victory. Victory over every single mountain that we climb. Every single valley, Father God, that we go through. We claim victory, victory. Because Jesus Christ has already won the victory. And we maintain that victory. We stand right there. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouth and every single meditation of our heart, Father, be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength, and you are Redeemer. And we thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one from the East Coast to the West Coast, North and South. Every single one. Every man and woman. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus. To God be the glory. And we all say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. We used to have someone here in area code 646. Last four digits of your number is 1492. Welcome. God bless you. Go ahead. Hello. Area code 646. Last four digits of your phone number 1492. All right. Well, maybe they pressed one by mistake. Amen. We thank God for one more time. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God at this time. We're going to take our tithes and offering at this time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To get your tithes and offerings together right now. Amen. You send those over to if you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spelled out, capital P, capital S, and then H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Or you can send those in by way of another source we have by calling 346-719-3349. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time today that you allowed us to be here for the time in your presence, oh God. We thank you for moving in the mighty way, oh God, concerning your children on today, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you bless us to be able to be a blessing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and we thank you. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory, Father God. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless, oh God. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these right now as we give today, our offerings and our tithes to you, oh God. Accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely, not from compulsion, oh God, for there is nothing we could give that matches glory and majesty, and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. Amen. All we have is yours, Amen. Father God, and we ask that you, hallelujah, would use us and all we have as your will. In Jesus Christ's mighty name of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, we thank God for everyone here. I love on today, amen. We thank God for the blessing and the gift that was given to us by our very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford, and Lady the Dead on today, our brother, Joe Washington from New York, New York. We're just so excited. We thank God for you. May God continue to bless you all and keep you in our call that actually chimed in. We pray that God will continue to bless you, strengthen you, and answer your prayers according to his will, plan, and purpose, that you will surrender all over to God and trust in God with all that you have, all that you are, and all that you will be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is our prayer that everyone, hallelujah, will be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, our announcements. And office for today, February the 14th, 2021. Amen. As our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey, amen. It's Tawanika Manning. We thank God one more time. Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer on tomorrow at 6 a.m. You all, the number is 732-434-2510, which is our prayer line. And we're there tomorrow, Monday morning at 6 a.m. If you're in New York, I believe the time will be 7 a.m. here in Houston Central Standard Time. It'll be 6 a.m. So join us for intercessory prayer. We do pray and fast from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. The prayer call is not to 12, but we're fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Please join us. Come touch and agree with us, trusting God for breakthrough in all areas of our life. Amen. Second Saturdays of each month, we have our restoration service at 12 noon here on our church line, 845-277-9213. If you had an opportunity to join us on yesterday, it was a great service. Amen. It was a wonderful renewing, restoring in our lives. Amen. To God's goodness. Amen. So that's every second Saturday. Mark your calendars. We'll send out a message, and we have your number here from service, letting you know, alerting you when that service will take place, which is second Saturday of each month. Amen. Wednesdays is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Thursdays is our midweek church service here on 845-277-9213. Sundays, you all, is our church service at 2 p.m. In the month of March, we'll be adding our morning service, you all, at 10 a.m. So we'll let you all know as we get closer to that time. Amen. And so we just thank God for all that he's doing. In the month of April, we'll be having our discipleship training class. So if you are a member and you have not been to discipleship training class, then we need to get all that you need to you so that you can be ready for discipleship class. Amen. Anyone can attend the discipleship class if you like. We are fully in our minister training class at this time. We're about to wrap up in our minister training class here to come. So we're just excited what God is doing. May God continue to bless you. Keep all, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those are our announcements for today. God bless everyone at this time. We'll have the pastor's blessing at this time. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. Amen. We bless you to be able to bless us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. This time we have our benediction from our very own Pastor Doris. Amen. And you all be blessed.
Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit, you know, moved and touched some hearts, you know, on today. I thank God for every single one of you again. And I thank God for you, and may your homes be blessed. May your relationships be blessed. May every single thing that you say and do be blessed. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Pastor God bless you.
Pastor Tawanika and I, we love you. God loves you more. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Happy Valentine's Day once again. Enjoy your day in the Lord with love. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Yeah!